We go on talking about Japan with Professor Nakajima Takahiro from Tokyo University, who is going to talk about Okinawa, which was interestingly enough already mentioned by Bridge Tanka this morning. You know, Okinawa that was considered as one of the 42 nationalities, you see, you know, that you showed on a slide. Professor Nakajima is, I should say, more of a philosopher than a historian, and so that's why I'm all the more interested in hearing what he has to say about the figure of Ota Masahide and Okinawa.
So, encore une fois, merci beaucoup pour cette chance de faire une conférence à Collège France. Thank you so much again. So today I'm going to talk about Okinawa and not historian, but the scholar, Masahide, who was a prefectural governor years ago. Okay, so let me begin with this notion, the Okinawa problem, the issue of modern colonialism in Japan is concentrated in Okinawa. It is a problem that became even more difficult, ironically, during the global process of decolonialization that took place since the latter half of our 20th century. So this is a map of Okinawa. Okinawa is located in the west-south from mainland Japan. And there are a bunch of U.S. Military bases in Okinawa. Almost roughly 70% of bases in Japan are concentrated in Okinawa. Okay, so the basic point of our contention is that even after Okinawa's reversion to Japanese jurisdiction in 1972, the United States retains its authority to govern affairs pertaining to its bases there. Neither Okinawa Prefecture as a municipal entity nor Japan as a sovereign nation can make unilateral decision on managing or reducing the scope of the U.S. bases on Okinawa. But the legal theorist like Carl Schmitt cause a state of exception is exactly the situation in Okinawa that persists to this day. Neither Okinawa nor Japan can be the sovereign decision-making power in that territory. Yet, it is also not the case that the U.S. is the openly acting as the sovereign power in Okinawa. That could be the reason for this. It is usually assumed that divide and rule strategy is an effective mode of colonial government. So Okinawa is still in this strategy. Most vexing about this divide and rule governance is that it is carried out in the name of democracy. So Ota Masahide, the subject of my presentation, at a symposium examine Okinawa's position on the 40th anniversary of its reversion to Japan, presented the following insights. So this is author's statement on Okinawa. So, in the name of democracy, they have built a framework that endlessly discriminates against the people of Okinawa. That is his observation. So it is precisely democracy that continuously gives rise to structural discrimination of Okinawa. This insight of Ota is a weighty one, I think. If democracy cannot ever act to resolve the problem of Okinawa, Okinawa's options become severely limited. three possible courses may be outlined: direct negotiations with the US, breaking away from Japan's democracy, and seeking a better form of democracy. Those three forms. Many prefectural governors of Okinawa, regardless of their political orientations, have gone to the US to conduct direct negotiations. The list includes these governors. Ota has notably made the largest number of visits, a total of 6 times during his administration. Despite this, it goes without saying that these attempts at direct negotiation had no results that impacted either Okinawa or Japan. On the American side, the only possible response has been to insist that Okinawa problem is exclusively Japan's problem. So, what about the second option of breaking away from Japan's democracy? There are two directions this might happen. One involves Okinawa aspiring to the independence of a nation state. And the other one would be require Okinawa becoming self-reliant political autonomy in relation to Japan. So this is one of the examples, but it doesn't work very well. So the most realistic option, which has also generated the most debate for many years, is the third course of seeking a better form of democracy. But what conditions would that necessitate? On this issue, Ota has referenced a statement by this guy, Kinoshita Junji, author of the play Okinawa in 1963, which appeared in a pamphlet for production of the play staged by the Budou no Kai performing group. So this is Kinoshita's mention. So for the Okinawa problem, we need the restoration of humanity. Ota has also cited, invoking another statement by Kinoshita, which asserts this. So without the self-transformation of both sides, Japan and Okinawa, and the self-reliance that will result from this, there can be no connection. So Maruyama Masao, who is a close friend to Kinoshita Junji, saying this phrase, so we need a mutual self-negation between Japan and Okinawa. So the condition needed to achieve a better form of democracy in politics is, according to Maruyama, the mutual self-negation that can be used to create the union of both sides. It is only through achieving this that resistance to the governance of divide and rule will be made possible. To be sure, there is a huge asymmetry between the mainland, Japan, and Okinawa. We cannot think that the self-negation of Japan and that of Okinawa will be smoothly put in parallel. Nonetheless, Maruyama and Ota are both insistent on this point in their strategies. Ota has further cited Maruyama as follows, right? So the main problem is the problem of Japanese people's solidarity with neighbors in Japan. So what would make this possible? In his administrative days, he did this proxy signature refusal, right? So this is a condition of US military base in Okinawa. Yeah, I'd like to skip this part, due to the time limitation. Okay. So, 1995. This was a very symbolic year in Japan. It was the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II. But in January, the great earthquake of Hanshin Awaji took place, and in March, the Aum Shinrikyo sarin gas attack happened, a veritable wave of large-scale disasters such as these continued in the following month. In September, Okinawa witnessed the kidnapping and rape of an elementary school girl by three U.S. soldiers, and in October, Okinawa citizens had a huge prefectural resolution meeting to protest this case. Another important event of note is that in June, a cornerstone of peace was built on a hill in Mabuni, the battlefield in Okinawa. This is a commemorative plaque on which the names of every person who died in the Battle of Okinawa are carved, regardless of their nationality or whether they were soldiers or civilian. So this is author's idea to constitute the cornerstone of peace, right? Carving names in stone, carving the names of all the fallen, whether enemies or allies. Through this action, enemies and allies will come to forgive each other. This impulse fiercely resists the tendency of wars as large-scale massacres from the 20th century onwards to lump their victims together in an undifferentiated heap. In response to this 20th century's extreme evil, in trying to erase even the traces of conflict, the act of carving names in stone constitutes a form of resistance. In the same year, when the cornerstone of peace was constructed under this thinking, US soldiers raped the elementary schoolgirl, and author refused to give his proxy signature. So, how about the mutual self-negation? Yeah, due to the time constraint, I'd like to skip this part. Okay, so let's jump into the Ifafuyu's problem. So, by thinking the mutual self-negation from Okinawa side, Ota tried to re-articulate the identity of Okinawa. So once again, he tried to redefine what Okinawa is. So in this respect, he intentionally referred to this guy, Ifafuyu. He studied linguistics at the Imperial University of Tokyo. And after returning to Okinawa, he launched the Okinawan studies. So the core assertion of Ifa's ideas on Okinawan identity is summarized in two concepts: common ancestry of Japan and Ryukyu, right? And Okinawa's unique character, these two concepts. So, as for common ancestry of Japan and Ryukyu, this is Ifa's consideration. So this is a very complicated statement on this notion. So Ifa, as a minority, did not simply promote Japanese control and assimilation of Okinawa. No. He did not follow the Japanese imperialistic way of assimilation and control over the minorities. this is Oguma Eiji's interpretation on this on Ifa's attitude. Yeah, for Ifa, the myth and language of Okinawa also constitute Japan. To destroy them would thus amount to destroying Japan itself. In other words, common ancestry did not mean the principle of forced assimilation, but rather a defense with which to protect Okinawa's uniqueness. Here, Oguma explains that what Ifa sought to do was a deconstruction of the discourse of the colonizer, because being a minority meant being dispossessed of all means of resistance, including weapons and thought. In case fair self-expression could only be accomplished through using the words of the colonizer, reinterpreting those words for one's benefit presented a possible solution. If that is the case, then it does indeed follow that Ifa used his concept of common ancestry between Japan and Ryukyu to protect Okinawa's unique identity. Ifa discussed this unique character in the following terms, right? So let's read the last sentence. As citizenry who have the capacity to embrace many differing varieties of characters of individual people is a great citizenry. Daikokumin, daikokumin. So, Ishida Masato, the director of Okinawan studies at Hawaii University, Manoa, interpreted Ifa's attitude on the unique character like this, right? So, what is the true Okinawan identity? This interrogation involves misleading conceptualization. If we follow the Ifa's idea, we will be facing the multi-layered identity. So it shows us that culture, language, and ethnicity are always deeply complex. So this is Ishida's interpretation. Ishida cautions against reducing Ifa's argument to the unique character of today identity politics, which is a reading that I accord with. Based on this agreement, I now wish to return to Ota Masahide by way of deepening the discussion on the question of what Okinawa really is. So, Ota, having demonstrated the links between the discourses of common ancestry in the case of Japan and Ryukyu, as well as for Japan and Korea, has argued that these discourses do not imply solidarity or familiarity between the two peoples or countries in either case. Instead, they mean quite the opposite. After thus negating the common ancestry doctrine for Japan and Korea, he goes on to point out that it also has the effect of denying Japanese feelings of closeness towards Korea and Koreans. And even worse, it does not only plant the seeds of Japanese contempt towards Koreans, but actually facilitates the growth of such a disdainful mindset. Ota also recognizes that Ifa Fuyu was cognizant of the same thing. So this is Ota's interpretation of Ifa, right? For Ota, it was forerunner in both searching for an Okinawan identity and of the correct way that they should assimilate into Japan. And again, these problems persisted unresolved in the post-war era and continue to be urgent and contemporary character in our actual lives today. How then should we de-articulate Okinawan identity? This requires that we ascertain what identity is. The need to do so stems from how identity has been taken away, time again, from the Okinawan side. So this is Ota. The privation of identity by political authority. Ota thought of Okinawan identity as being alternative and critical. This was not a strong identity, but rather a weak one. Following this, and conversely, Okinawa's identity could not be drawn along the same lines as Japan's, and neither could its nationalism be folded into Japan's nationalism as well as Okinawa's nationalism. The retainers of the Ryukyu domain repeatedly and passively resisted the Meiji government's doctrine of common ancestry between Japan and Ryukyu, but their efforts were ignored, leading to the progression of the Ryukyu disposition from 1872 to 1879. Against this historical backdrop, Ota makes following point. So I'd like to skip this part again. So now Ota discerns national identity and cultural identity in this way. So while maintaining cultural identity and aspire towards their appropriate fusion and unification, this is Ota's thinking. Ota mentions the issue of how religion relates to cultural identity. Although he does not discuss it in detail, for him, the important question is whether or not it would be possible for Okinawans to break free from the ideology of emperor system, Tennosei in Japan, the supreme deity artificially imposed on Okinawans by political authority, and to subjectively choose their own gods. There was no prospect of Ifa, Fuyu, having a suitable answer to this to this question, nor did Ota attempt to furnish one. I simply wish to highlight that long before becoming governor, Ota had been conscious of this problematic, and he did so because it is a problem which lies at the core of the process of decolonization and post-secularization that have taken place in the preceding half century. So, coexistence, democracy, forthcoming. Okay, so this is a Korean scholar doing Chinese modern history, Baekyeong-so. So, Ota's conclusion. How can we realize the coexistence in democracy forthcoming? It's a really an easy task. It requires the re-evaluation of concepts like sovereignty and democracy. However, Okinawa problem is by no means partitioned off to a particular territory, but has a universal status as a problem of colonialism. Thus, from this problem, we could find rich and manifold potentialities to resolve a problem of colonialism. Ota's conclusion. His analysis of Ifa Fuyu, with a quote from Ifa's final work on the historical narrative of Okinawa, as follows. So this is Ifa's final work. Okay. So we need hope for what they desire to be to their descendants. That's Ifa's final remark. Although there are complicated arguments on the post-war discourse of Ifa in recent years, Ota offered a critical reading on Ifa in much earlier period by saying that I cannot think, but he is filled with painful regrets here. For Ota, Ifa's ideas such as the common ancestry between Japan, Ryukyu, and Okinawa's unique character must not fall away, falling into what they should be. If that is the case, then coexistence as democracy forthcoming may take a form to express a hope that we desire to be, Ota placed this hope in the cornerstone of peace. What will we make of this wish? So this is these are photos I took two weeks ago at the University of the Ryukyus Research Institute for Island and Sustainability. So on the right part, this is a photo of a sacred place called Sefa Utaki, right? So we can find a alternative religious place in Okinawa, which cannot be reduced into the emperor system in Japan. Thank you so much.